I live intentionally every day to have my marriage restored and pray for my husband's salvation.
Every 3 to 4 months, I write a newsletter to all the people on my street. I offer to pray for them if they have any prayer requests, and I encourage them to seek the Lord.
In my marriage, intentionally, what I'm really working hard at is really pay attention to the little things. My wife really appreciates because it makes her feel loved.
I have 2 teenagers. They are both boys. I'm a single mother. They do know Christ, but now I'm wanting to be intentional with this in my life and theirs.
Welcome to the Intentional Living Center. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. Our phone line is open at 888-888-1717. One thing that you want to start doing for the next 30 days that'll be transformational in your life. It doesn't have to be huge, but what one thing would it be? And maybe one thing you need to stop to make room for that. That's intentional living. You're going to experience God's best if you pursue that goal. It'll glorify God, benefit others. Give us a call. Love to have you join in. 888-888-1717. And by the way, today, just this half hour when you call, if you get through to me, we're going to help you get hooked up with the download, MP3 download of Your Intentional Life 101, the basics of intentional living. Sort of a little class that I put together that we'll get to you on as a download. It'll be encouraging to you. 888-888-1717 is the phone number. You know, if you're thinking, well, give me an example. How's that work? Well, we had a caller yesterday, and this dear mom, she said, I get it. I get up about an hour before the rest of the family, and I've been getting up every morning and playing a video game. And then the kids get up, and my husband gets up, and I kind of talk to them over the top of the screen as I'm playing the game, and then they go off to life and work and school. And God sort of prompted her as a result of hearing the program to say, wait a minute. I want to have a devotions with my husband and my kids 10 minutes every morning, pray with them before they go off for the day. So she's saying that's one thing she's going to do for 30 days. And one thing she's going to drop is a video game for 30 days. And she agreed to call back in 30 days. So we'll hold her accountable. But that's just an example. Maybe for you, you think about it. Everybody's different. I mean, come on. It could be in a high-stake relationship. It could be your marriage with your kids. It could be something in your own life. You're saying, hey, I've got to knock off something I'm doing, a habit that I have that's just dragging me down. Maybe it's your health. Maybe it's your mental thinking, how you think. But that's gonna benefit others. You take care of your health or your own life, it's going to benefit your family. So to experience God's best, bring him glory and benefit to others, what's one thing you could start doing for the next 30 days, one thing you'll stop doing for the next 30 days? Give me a call. 888-888-1717 is the phone number. All right, let's go to Michigan. I got a caller. Tell us your one thing story as an intentional living listener today.
Hi, thank you. I went through a depression for about 5 years, and I pushed people away.
So when people try to reach out to you, what would you do? How did you push them away?
I was hurt at church when I was younger, and I took it out all on all of them, and I would just yell at them sometimes, and I'm so sorry for that, and just push them away when they wanted just to help me.
Well, who got through and how?
Well, they just pursued me like God would, and I didn't want anything to do with God, and they still pursued me and showed me God's love, and even through my suicide attempts and everything, they loved me. And that's the best thing you can do for anybody is just show them you love them.
So even though you at the time didn't want them there, they didn't feel your receptivity, they loved you anyway.
Yes, and they prayed for me, and I'm now back with God, and it's amazing.
Life's going much better, huh?
Yeah, God is amazing, and he loves you, everybody, so much, and just keep on holding on to him.
Thank you, Lauren. Appreciate it. Listen, as Lauren was sharing her story, that is an example of intentional love. Those folks at church just kept pursuing. That is the one thing. That's intentional living. If you just keep pursuing people and loving them, caring for, that is intentional living, transformational. Love it. Okay, let's go to Julie in Arizona. Julie, I understand you're struggling with a relationship with a close friend.
Yes, I am.
Mm.
This is a friend that I had met during ministry. I was actually giving a talk, and after the talk was over, she came to me, and through God, we bonded. And, you know, I felt like it was, you know, a very close friendship, but my own life and decisions and things that I see that aren't following God's laws and commandments have kind of stuffed my light out a bit. So The weekend I had a very, very huge encounter with God, and he revealed to me that there was things that I needed to do in my life to get my health, which is in very, very bad shape, and my family in order. And he said, you know, I think you're spending a little too much time outside the house trying to, you know, do things that need to be done right here. So let's take these things that aren't following God's laws, and maybe we need to set them aside for a while. Now, my problem is, this is a friendship that has been for a long time, and it started with God, and I feel like my friend is almost judging me now because she feels that maybe I think I'm too good, and it's kind of hurt my heart a bit. So I'm very much struggling with what to do, because we're actually maybe going to have lunch today, and I'm just at a loss of words and feelings at this point right now.
Juliet, there's probably nuances to the relationship, but in general, here's what I'd recommend you think about as you have lunch today. You say, you tell her exactly what you just told me, very humbly, and that's profound. I mean, God's doing a work in your life. You had a big encounter with God over the weekend. You just share with her, hey, listen, I was on this trail, and I got off. I had an encounter with God this weekend, and I got a ways to go to get back to where I want to be, but I've made an intentional decision over these next while, the next 30 days at least, to start taking these specific steps in my life. And here's the key, Julie. Say to your friend, will you pray for me? Because if she's feeling that you're superior, whatever, you can't deal with that. Don't go there. You got enough stuff going on in your own life. Just ask her, will you pray for me?
I will.
That makes sense?
Yes, it does. It makes godly sense.
Yeah, and only share what you feel comfortable with. It sounds like you got a lot of stuff going on in your life right now, right?
Yes, I do.
And so as you got your health issues and you've got these family issues. And so I wouldn't get bogged down with trying to make this relationship something it's not. You don't know. Again, we judge ourselves by intention. We judge others by expectation. She has certain expectations that aren't being met. And right now you do too. And I would just encourage you to spend time growing yourself, allowing God to speak to you in those important areas. And with your friend, just ask her to pray for you. And we'll be praying for you as well. What's your one thing? What's one thing you could start doing in the next 30 days? Just like Julie, what's one thing you could stop doing for the next 30 days that'd make the biggest difference in your life? If you can't think of anything, then you either have arrived and you're at the top of the hill, or like the rest of us, we get so busy that we don't stop to ask the important questions. These are two of the most profound questions anyone will ever ask you. What's one thing you could start doing in the next 30 days will bring glory to God and benefit to others and transform your life? And one thing you could stop doing? Give us a call. 888-888-1717.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Intentional love can transform a marriage.
We have been able to put aside our selfishness and really put each other first, and that has really made a difference.
Natasha and her husband have experienced firsthand the power of intentional living. Put the power of intentional love to work in your marriage. The Intentional Love Marriage Date Night is November 8th and 9th in Mesa and Glendale, November 16th in Tucson. Go to theintentionallife.com.
Do this one thing before you buy anything else. Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with an Intentional Living Minute. Ask yourself, do I really need what I'm about to buy? And will I be happy with this decision 30, 60, 90 days from today? And when you look back, so often the things that we buy, we have buyer's regret, don't we? Learning to be content is a biblical challenge to each of us. There's great happiness and joy in our lives when we learn to be content with what God has given us. So can I encourage you to think more intentionally about your money and about getting rid of stuff that maybe you don't need and learning to be more content? Because financial freedom will give you more opportunity to share with those in need. And boy, that's a worthwhile goal for you and for your family. Do it, and that's intentional living.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com.
You know, the Intentional Living Minute, you can subscribe to have it come directly to your email every day, email box every day, on video. You can subscribe today by going to theintentionallife.com/minute. Theintentionallife.com/minute. We're down the last few days, last several hours of August, last call for the Hope That Lights the Way calendar. It's our gift to you. We created this for our listeners and supporters. If you would like one, thank you for sharing a gift that helps us continue the ministry. You can ask for it at theintentionallife.com. When you're there, you can also check out, you heard about the date nights coming up in Arizona, November 9th, 10th, and 16th in Phoenix, Living Word Bible Church, and then at Glendale Church of the Nazarene, two great churches. Friday night, Saturday night's a date night. You're going to really experience intentional living. You're going to laugh and learn. It's going to be a lot of fun. Bring some other couples with you. And then in Tucson, Oro Valley Church of the Nazarene, on Sunday, it'll be November the 16th. It'll be Sunday night, November the 16th. Go to theintentionallife.com. One thing you could start, one thing you could stop, change your life. We got Brianna on the line in Arizona. I understand you're having some challenges with your daughter's father, some concerns, huh?
Yes, yeah. Mm.
What is it? What is you'd like to see different?
Well, I would like to be less reactionary and act out of kindness regardless of how he treats me. And I'd like to stop. Well, I'd like to stop being reactionary and be more loving. I need to start praying for him. Okay. That usually gives me freedom when I do that.
Wait, he's not living, obviously he's not in the home. I mean, this is, so how old is your daughter?
She's 7, and we haven't been together since she's been 1.
Okay.
And we've had excellent co-parenting, but he's recently got a fiance, and so everything is changing.
All right, so the things are changing, and you don't like what you see?
Right.
Or it's bugging you?
Very cold.
Okay.
Well, he's being very cold.
Yeah, he's cold to you?
Yes.
How about toward his daughter?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay. So this is kind of an issue you're wrestling with.
Yes.
So it's kind of your deal more than expecting him to change. It's just a reality feel good about.
Yeah.
Well, it's just an interesting question. Why is it bothering you?
I guess some of it is I don't feel heard when I say concerns about my daughter. He kind of tells me he has the last say, final decisions, and is just cold and kind of tells me he's not interested in my opinion or tells me I'm wrong.
But he was in the past.
Not as much in the past.
Okay. Well, sounds like your challenge then, as you're saying, for these next 30 days, you want to have a better attitude, more loving, praying for him. But there's also some practical issues that you want to be able to have better communication as a result of this.
Yes, he told me recently he never sees us being able to be friends, and that saddens me greatly for my daughter's sake.
Mm. Well, and I know that, and I can hear your heart on that, Brianna, and I've not been through that, so I'm just from the experiences of working with people, I'm sure that hurts your heart, but I would encourage you to think about this relationship, defining the nature of the relationship. You want to be friends, and he doesn't want to be your friend, but you are connected not because you're friends, you're connected because you're parents of the same little girl. And so I would encourage you maybe to think about when in your discussions with him and saying, look, I understand that. And, you know, I'm sad that we can't be friends, but I understand that's where you are. But can we be co-parents? Can we really focus on figuring out how to communicate, when to communicate, what the format's going to be, so we can be on the same page to do a good job with our daughter? Because I think we both have the same long-term goal that we want her to grow up and be a responsible adult. So maybe part of the process is redefining the relationship from trying to be friends to just really being co-parents.
Yes. And I mean, the other issue is I've had many issues in my life, and he's kind of now blaming maybe some of my daughter's behavior on my past issues. And so that, you know, she's going to have behaviors from both households.
Yeah. But see, when he says that, you probably pick up the offense.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, and I understand that. I would, too. I mean, we're talking what is the right thing to do, but when you're in the trenches, you got to be prepared for it. You're right there in the battle point with this man in terms of something being said. I would encourage you to think about a response in advance, and it could be something as simple as saying, well, that's something to think about, or I'll give that some consideration, and just let it go. I mean, pray about it and move on, but don't pick up the offense, as the Bible says.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
I know it's not easy, Brianna, but we'll be praying for you. But it sounds like you've got an attitude, say 30 days, you want to be more kind, you're going to pray more, and I would encourage you to think about those as well, adding that to your list.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be praying for you.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, bye-bye. Makes it tough. Maybe you're facing that. By the way, you're always welcome anytime to call our comment line. Maybe you hear a caller and you say, wow, here's one thing I've done in that kind of a situation that Brianna is going through, for instance, and here's the difference it's made in my life. Hey, you know, those kinds of things. We'd love to have you be a part of this community. If you're just new to intentional living, we want to experience God's best for the things that matter in our life, our relationships in particular with God, with other people, with our spouse, with our kids, at work, our health, our finances, by pursuing a goal that glorifies God and benefits others, and then doing one thing toward that goal every day for the next 30 days and dropping one thing or decluttering one thing for the next 30 days, taking those baby steps, as it were, to move forward in our life. Give me a call, 888-888-1717. Is the number. Let me see here. We got a call from Michigan, and I guess you got a story you want to share with us, so go right ahead. Who do we have on the line?
Hi, my name is Ellen. I intentionally, each morning, pray not only for my husband, but I pray before I get out of bed, I ask God to get my mind straight and, you know, to change my frame of mind about how I relate to my husband. So I pray, you know, that God will give me the eyes to see him with, the way that the Lord sees him, and to be respectful and to help me with my tongue, you know, to always speak with him out of respect and with love. Because, you know, after 30 years of being married, I finally learned, maybe 10 years in, that, you know, I can be pretty opinionated as well. And you know, I really have to pray to set my mind straight each morning on how I'm going to treat my husband for the day. And if I don't do it, I find myself falling back into my old ways where I can be stubborn and, you know, almost irritable with him sometimes and short, and that's not the way I want to be. So I ask God for his help each morning, and that really, really gets me through. And that's after 30 years of being married. I'm trying to tell my young daughter-in-law and my daughter that, wake up, girls. You gotta realize this early in your marriage.
Wow. Hey, listen, Ellen, you really are an example of why I love doing this program every day. and why I love my audience, I love you all, is you guys are very action-oriented. You know, life is short, and you want the best. You want what God's, you know, best for your life. You realize there's some goals, some things you can do, and you're turning theory into action, taking those steps. 30 days, one thing that you start doing, and one thing you stop doing. That's a great combination. And I can't imagine today as you're driving along listening to the show or online, wherever you are, you can't think of one thing for the next 30 days. If you were to do it every day, it would make a difference in your life, in something that really matters, especially a relationship. And one thing you have to stop doing to make that happen. It could change your life. Love to hear from you what it is. By the way, when you do, we'll send you the link so you can hook up the MP3 download of your Intentional Life 101 course. Just go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, if you want to interact online, or you can call right now and talk to me live on the air at 888-888-1717.
Hope.
God is working through me. I ended up being born again. I accepted Jesus. I just want to encourage other women out there to not give up.
You have your own story of how Christ transformed your life. You can celebrate it and also offer the hope you have to someone else. How? By requesting the beautiful new Hope That Lights the Way 16-month wall calendar from Intentional Living. Every day will be a beautiful reminder of your own walk with the Lord, and your gift to the ministry will work through Intentional Living to reach someone else who needs to experience hope too.
It impacts my life daily. I feel like I receive something out of it.
Share your hope and request the beautiful new Hope That Lights the Way 16-month wall calendar with your gift to Intentional Living. Just go to theintentionallife.com today.
You know, I think sometimes in each of our churches, and we come from different churches, different denominations represented here, and I think in some of our churches, we don't have enough emphasis on what it means to allow the Holy Spirit to really fill our lives. Every day, asking the Spirit of God to fill me. That's where the power comes from. To be able to live my life intentionally. We can't live intentionally all up here. I can't just do it on my own. If I'm going to choose to live an intentional life, Paul says you've got to make sure that you are filled daily with the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit is not only in you, and we know He comes into our life when we accept Him as our Savior, but every day to make sure that He is filling every aspect of our life. There's power when we humbly ask the Spirit of God to direct us in how we're going to live our lives every day. That's an excerpt from the members' teaching called The Reason Why for Intentional Living. Members, you've already received it for August, and after you've listened, I hope you'll share it with others on CD. Thank you for your ongoing support. Let me just say to the many of you who are not supporting, you're not members, we'd love to have you come and be a part of the team, part of the community of believers who are moving forward in with an intentional living mindset, not in perfection, but want to be intentional in our life in Christ. Join us, and your monthly support enables us to continue with the mission, and we'll start sending you the teaching on CD every month. And it's also available this month for those who will share a single gift and request it. If you request it, we'll make sure you receive it. Go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. One thing you can start doing for the next 30 days, one thing you'll stop doing for the next 30 days. Pick one or both. What would it be, and what difference would it make in your life? Intentional Living. Give me a call, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. And when you join us, you know, those of you who've been supporting the ministry, we thank you for doing that, because your support makes intentional success stories like this one possible.
We just weren't really on the same page, so there tend to be a lot of cold shoulders and disagreements and not being able to come together. My one big challenge was to speak life into my marriage by giving my husband a word of praise or a word of encouragement every day. After the challenge, we're doing better. We have been able to put aside our selfishness and really put each other first before ourselves, and that has really made a difference. I thought I was praying for him to understand me and better communication coming from him. God answered my prayer by giving me the understanding about him.
Thank you, Natasha. Thank you for sharing your story. That's why we're here. And the support of people all over the country makes it possible. We appreciate it. We love your stories. Simply in Tennessee, tell us your one thing story today.
I've been intentional this past semester. I'm a college student. I'm a senior this year. I've been very intentional this semester about being more organized with my school life and decluttering my life and making sure that I just make time for the things that I have to do and then saying no to other things so that I stop overcommitting myself. And then also I have a planner and a calendar and a couple of other different organizational tools that help me stay on track with things. But this next part of my life, I've been trying to declutter myself from relationships. I'm taking a year off from boys and from dating and all of that for 1 year so that I can grow in the Lord and with the Lord and grow to know him better and use that time to really delve into Bible study groups and just studying my Bible every single day and just developing my relationship with him more.
Well, good for you, Simply. Those boys can complicate that, can't they? That's for sure. Listen, you set your priorities. I love it when I hear young people who are saying, I want to be intentional and I want to keep moving forward. It's not about perfection, but it's about doing the next right one thing. Love to have you join in. We're going to just stay here and continue to talk. If you want to join us, call 888-888-1717. Maybe you say, well, I like this idea of one thing or stopping one thing, but I'm not quite sure what it would be. But you do know there's an area of your life you want more peace, some forgiveness. You want to have a sense of just, you know, more being more settled in an area, in a relationship. You want to honor God. I can help you think it through. That's why we're here. That's what intentional living is about. So give me a call, 888-888-1717. We'll hook you up with the MP3 download, Your Intentional Life 101. Hey, coming up in 2020, next summer, June 28th through July 5th, 7 days, we invite you to come and join us on the Intentional Living Alaskan Cruise. My wife Donna and I, we're going to have some great music and fellowship as we tour the Inside Passage and the beautiful ports of call of Alaska on a Holland America cruise ship. It's going to be a wonderful week. While we're at sea, I get a chance to just really share practical information and biblical insight on intentional living. It'll be very encouraging and helpful and instructive. My goal is when you get off the ship, you've got one thing that you really are fired up about in your life. Get your cabin. There's limited space. Go to theintentionallife.com. See you next time from Intentional Living.